Welcome to our first group podcast. This is October 25th, 2018, and this is my wonderful broadcast podcast club. Say hi, everybody.
Hi.
We picked an awesome topic for today. Is we want to share what we love about our club. So what I love about it is I get to see these beautiful shining faces every week. So we have weekly meetings for creativity, and we get to talk about topics and things like that. So without further ado, I want to see what everybody else's favorite thing is about our club.
Well, should we introduce ourselves first?
That's yes, a good idea. Absolutely.
Yeah. I guess I'll start since I brought that to the table. I'm Elsie Ford, and I don't know, I just kind of like podcasts. That's why I'm here.
What do you love
nice.
About our club?
Yeah.
I
want you to sing my praises specifically.
You're just the best.
Thanks.
She is, though.
I like that it showed me the Idea Lab, too, here, because that was really cool. I never knew that it was here. And also, I get to see all you guys all the time, and it's really cool. I mean, we're all doing different things all the time. Some of you are into music like me and other techie stuff, art. That's all really cool. So it's really cool just being in a community, you know?
Definitely. And that was for some of the vision behind creating this club, is we are a community, and we're a very diverse group, so mm-hmm. I love that you shared that, so thank you.
Yeah. I guess it's me next. My name is Matt Winterbottom. I came to the club at first just kind of like interested in audio stuff, interested in audio engineering, and just like wanting to expand my knowledge of that stuff, and then I kind of stuck around because everyone here is super awesome. And just the vision that it had really spoke to me, because that's one thing that I've always, like, since high school, I've always wanted to do, was just have a vision of expanding out and bringing everyone in, being super welcoming to everyone, and this group totally gets that. I don't think I've ever met someone who's came to a meeting and felt uncomfortable, felt outcasted, so that's why I really love this group.
Good. Excellent. Ah, that makes aww, music to my ears. Thank you for sharing that.
Yay. All right, me next. I'm Anne Schwertfeger, and I guess what I love about this club was already touched on by Elsie. I like the community because I've always been a part of some kind of club, whether it like be theater or like creative writing. And speaking of which, the reason I came here is because I'm in a creative writing class with the lovely Rebecca, and she was like, "You want to join Podcast Club?" I'm like, "I sure do." So that's why I'm here, and I'm really into it.
We are so happy that you're here.
Thank you. I'm happy that I'm here too.
Yay.
I think that we're probably going to have the same sentiment across the board, but I am the lovely Rebecca, and I love the sense of community and openness. I love how creative we all are in our own ways. I love that half the room can make like dumb Linux jokes and half the room, you know.
That would not be me.
I just think it's beautiful. We all bring so much different stuff to the table, and then I personally really enjoy our club president Dina and her attitude and approach to life, and just I feel like our goal number one, and correct me if I'm wrong, is that we are an open place for anyone to be and to be heard.
Yes.
And I think that that's such a more important vision than, like, let's try to get to the top of the iTunes charts. So I appreciate that leadership is, you know, headed in that direction, and we're following. That's great.
Awesome. I'm glad you said that, because I think it's so important, especially today's day and age, is so many people feel like they don't get heard. Especially like with LGBTQ, which I'm a part of, a huge part of, there's many times that people don't feel heard and they feel like they have to dim their light or cower or, you know, not speak up for themselves. And that is not what this club's about. This club is definitely letting your light shine and to power you, inspire you to be your greatest self. Not to compare yourself to anybody, to be unique, you, and stand out. So this is what I love about this round table talk, is we just get to be us. So I'm
That's
glad
so
you said
wonderful.
That.
Thanks.
I love giving everybody a voice.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Everybody gets a chance to talk and to speak. And whatever your passion is, that's what our individual shows will be about, or group shows or collaborations, whatever it will be about what you're passionate about. Everybody loves to talk about their passions.
Yeah.
I know I do.
I love listening to you guys, too. I love hearing your perspectives.
Me, too.
Yeah, even if it's not your passion, you're like, oh, they're so excited about that.
I respect nice that hear. It brings you so much joy. And, yeah, it's fun hearing about just, you know, why people love things. Yeah. Like, Why do you love this club?
All right,
so
James' turn.
Good segue.
I guess you're good pushing segue. Me on the spot here. All right, so I'm James Lawson. I'm the director of communications here in the club, and I came to the club because I felt so accepted at Red Rocks. It was the only place I've really fit in all of my school life. And that's because I was the outcast, the kid with the computer always. So here I can ramble about it, and everyone's happy to hear about it, and it's just a nice change.
He's also a child.
Yes.
Yeah. He is 17 and in high school and in college with us.
Yes. Despite his incredible radio voice, he is a baby.
I didn't even know that.
Yes.
He carries such a
the
presence.
The secret revealed. I'm a current enrollment student. I've infiltrated everyone.
I love it. That's fantastic.
That's great.
I'm so happy to have you here.
Me too.
Thanks for helping lead us.
Yep. All right. My name is Nathan Bean. And I think one of my favorite things about podcasts is it just lets people sort of vent their interests. And that was my biggest draw to this podcasting club, was because there are just so many things that I want to talk about and want to share with the people, but just can't do 90% of the time because the people I'm with wouldn't understand a word.
Hmm.
Sounds like gibberish to them. Because there was one time I was trying to explain some music to my mother. It's just some
relatable. That's always brought.
And it was just complete gibberish. It was like I was talking Russian.
Yeah,
as
that
goes.
Happens a lot.
I feel that.
Yeah,
I feel that.
Yeah.
So I'm Matt Grove, and I share the same sentiment where everyone's talking about how they enjoy the club, the idea of the club, because of that diversity. But on the same hand, or the other hand, rather, it's kind of what. The things that unite us as well that are really cool to point out and talk about, because it goes to show that you can have someone who believes something but someone else who can believe something different, but you have similarities, and through those similarities you understand that that person's human too, and you can come to an acceptance and just that general togetherness even though you're different.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's part of the diversity that brings us all together,
yeah.
You know, and the support.
That's great.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I love you guys. So.
I love
this
you
is
too.
Always.
It's like a
always.
Family.
Yeah, I know. It's
been like
I was
a month
say.
And I love you guys.
Oh, I love you, man.
I love you too.
Oh, fantastic. Well, this has been our first group roundtable talk, so I know it's a little cray-cray, but it's going to be that way because this is... this is where we get to have our bloopers, but this is also where we get to meet and have our fun. So without further ado, thanks for listening. Hope you follow us on Anchor, Facebook, and Instagram. We're all over the place. At least that's my goal anyway for all of us. So tune in next week where we'll have another podcast. So anybody on campus, come and check out Rocky Mountain Media inside the Idea Lab, where we meet every Thursday from 4 to 5 p.m., and that is Mountain Time. In the gorgeous Rocky Mountains. So if you're not, then you can catch us on the airwaves. But thanks for tuning in. And then that's it.